time. Two niggas in a pod. Greatest podcast in the world here live. Shot in Austin, Texas, downtown, baby, 7th Street.
The wonderful, luxurious Creek in the Cave studio.
Oh, so beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. I am one of your hosts, Jordan McDonald, the wonderful motherfucking unicorn.
I am your other host, Daniel West, a.k.a. Sir D. West.
And per usual, coming around the corner to the white man of the year, to the woman man of the year. He's coming in all the way from New Jersey, man of the year. He's a married man and he has lots of plants in his house and he's building shit for his wife and shit, man of the year. Never ever giving up, man of the year. Always giving up the good ass jokes to the motherfucking people of the motherfucking city of Austin, Texas. The man of the year, and he's always going through for the best cracker in the world. The one, the only, Mr. Jimmy motherfucking Clifford.
My cracker.
You liked how I switched that one up.
Were you going for like a Kentucky
you seen Seabiscuit? You seen Seabiscuit, okay. Nigga? Yeah.
I was sure it was that like an auctioneer.
Did I watch Seabiscuit recently? No, but you know, it's a fun way to introduce one of my favorite white dudes ever. You know,
yeah.
Jimmy motherfucking Clifford, my dog. Yeah, chilling and shit.
How you boys doing?
Man, out here living life.
Can you put the headphones on? Tell me if you hear me. I don't know if I hear me.
Okay, hold on one second. Do we even hear ourselves ever? You know what I'm saying?
We're listening, but are we hearing?
What is hearing, my
testing,
brother?
Testing, 1, 2.
What is hearing?
You hear me?
Are you?
Okay, this maybe this light, just turned off.
Maybe I don't hear my own self when I be listening to my own self.
Yeah, we are.
You dig?
Doing good.
Doing
finally
wonderful.
Moved out of the ghetto.
Moved out the hood.
Yeah.
Moving on up.
I'm in Buda, Texas.
Buda. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the good country white folk.
Right? Good country white folk.
And none of the car, you know, homeless people.
If there's a sleeping homeless person, my white neighbor's probably going to shoot him and be like, you're in Wes's car. What are you doing?
Your white neighbor's saw you moving in. They're like, honey, there's a new colored boy that moved in town.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Into the neighborhood. Hell yeah. All right. Y'all like... Are there many black folks over there where y'all live? Reverse gentrification.
I haven't gone looking. I haven't been out. We've still been like
yeah. But from what you've
trying
seen,
to fix the apartment
what
up. But
seen,
what I've seen is it's
I don't interrupt, but that is a very funny question. Where it's like. He said, are there many black folks where you live? And Daniel, you might have a different answer than some of the white people.
Exactly, yeah,
there's a lot. Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, too many if you ask me.
There's quite a few.
Other than me and my girl and the other black chick that works there.
Nah.
That's
hell
the only
one. Y'all are trifecta in that hoe.
I've seen so far. I haven't gone looking. I haven't been in the grocery store yet.
Yeah.
So maybe when I go shopping.
But within your, you know, close vicinity, close proximity of your neighborhood, you've only seen your apartment community.
Yeah, it's just me, my girl, and the other people that we know.
Yeah,
who's around you?
Yourself and Irene.
Is it like big walls or can you hear each other?
No, it's a nice apartment. It's thick walls.
Okay,
you know?
thick walls. Okay, yeah, hell yeah. Shit moving on up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, niggas coming on up.
My girl works there, so we get like a little discount on the rent. So that's why I'm moving into Buda instead of.
Hell yeah. You kind of like the Jeffersons.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I'm always curious how cheap people are. Like, let's say you could save $500 a month on rent,
mm-hmm.
but you heard people fucking like twice a week.
I can live with that.
Yeah. Like, loudly.
That's fine.
I can live with that.
I used to live below a gay couple.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In my ghetto apartment, yeah.
And were they loud?
Yeah. Yo, them having sex was like you remember those old Westerns when a dude gets shot?
Oh!
And they have to pick out the bullet. They're like, take this swig, bite on this. It's like, that's what it sounded like. It, but like also they were like clanging and banging on weights and shit. Like, that's what living under them sounded like.
There's You're not going to make it, Skipper.
Yeah. It was having sex more than me. I was like, damn, dude.
Wow. They were just tearing each other's cheeks up.
Yeah. Hmm. They didn't last long though. Somebody broke into their car. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Did you ever hear them arguing shit?
No, I was when they broke into his car, I just so happened to be getting back from my girl's apartment that morning,
mm-hmm.
and he was just outside, just like,
oh damn,
oh my, he's like country too, yeah. Like, and this is why I always park, because where we lived, like there was like a few parking spots for us, like right next to our apartment. If you couldn't get any of those, then you'd have to park way down by the dumpsters, and like that's usually where people's cars got.
Oh, yeah,
like,
those are where the rats hang out.
Yeah, like I was, the dude in my car was like in on the farther end over there too. So
yeah,
yeah. But like, if you're right outside the apartment, that's prime parking. So he was just stressing out like, that's why I don't park all the way over there. They broke into my car. And as I just got my car, he's like, you better watch out. I was like, yeah, no, oh, it was a fucking warning, dude.
Seeing gay people have arguments, like gay couples have arguments, is some of the funniest.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, I was on a train in New York one time. And when you're on the subway in New York, you just hear everybody's personal conversations that they would have in a car if they were driving in a car, but they're not driving in the car. They're riding on a public subway.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this gay couple when they were getting divorced. And it was these two white dudes. And one of the dudes, he was like, yeah, and your mom and dad, they're going to know how fucking stupid you are because they love me. But now they realize that they have a stupid fucking son because he can't get his shit together. And he just lost the best thing that's ever happened to him. We are getting divorced. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I shouldn't be hearing this conversation. Yeah. But shouts out to you, King. You know what I'm saying? Knowing your motherfucking worth, dog.
You know what's funny? I couldn't think of the other thing I wanted to talk about until you mentioned gay. And did y'all catch the Jerry Carmichael show?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, yeah, I watched that shit last night.
I just saw the clip with Tyler, the Creator. I thought it was the most hilarious thing I ever seen in my life.
In a good way?
No, and like, this is embarrassing, but I can't. Like, it's embarrassing for them, but I'm laughing at this fucking embarrassing thing.
Yeah. But, like, are they in on the joke or no?
No, I think it was like
I watched it. Did you watch the episode thing?
No, no.
So I watched it last night, and I didn't know if like what you really can't tell like what's actually like real and what's actually kind of like.
I mean,
staged.
He was sucking his dude's feet too.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Nigga, what am I happened? Watching? I was so I don't know. So it's only like one episode right now. There may be more coming out, I guess. But it's like called the Gerard Michael reality show.
He said it's like his Truman Show. So just the cameras following him around.
Yeah, the cameras following him around, and it's like him. There's like three different dudes that I guess he saw smashes three of them.
Wait, it's just him going around clapping cheeks?
Just clapping white cheeks.
Yeah, just clapping like cheeks, Hispanic cheeks.
And one, okay, all right.
One was
mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, no, because there was like one scene. So like there's one scene where, you know, he's with this dude, whatever, they're doing their thing. Some dude he met off a Grindr. And then, you know, the scene switches to him waking up, but it's a different dude. And the dude that he woke up with was like, that was the weirdest way to get woken up after hooking up with somebody. He was like, oh, yeah, the crew's coming through. So I guess he was like smashing these dudes and not telling them that a camera crew was going to come through or whatever. But then some stuff kind of seemed a little bit staged. Mm-hmm. Like, the Tyler, the Creator thing almost seemed staged. Like, they were both in on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I don't know, like...
Yeah, but I watched it.
Maybe, like, maybe the interview wasn't staged. Maybe, like, them talking to each other wasn't staged. But, like, the some clips with Tyler, the Creator, it seemed like it was staged almost. So, I don't know. It was very, like, different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, Gerard Carmichael's, like, super gay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and cool. He really wants you to know. He's sucking.
Yeah, yeah, he wants you to know that he's like super gay.
Well, that's
and
what
just
his
like,
last special was he's like, I'm
which
gay.
I like that special.
Yeah, the special was good. I enjoyed
yeah,
it.
But it's like, that's fine. Go
yeah,
ahead.
It was okay.
Special. But this show,
I think
show
it's also because
he's like, not only am I gay, but I'm also a fuck boy. Is
yeah,
that what his thing
yeah,
is?
Yeah,
or
I'm
is
also
he
possibly
a whore.
Yeah, a whore bag. But also, like, his mom is like super not with the gay thing. So maybe it's also like, hey, mom, look how gay your son is.
Yeah, mom, look how gay I am. I'm sucking toes.
Yeah. Which I'm like, weird flex, but do you think, dog?
It is a weird flex.
Yeah. No, but this is the, like, did you watch the Tyler, the Creator clip?
No.
He basically told Tyler, the Creator, that he was in love with him. And, like, he professes love, basically. And, or
yeah.
He said
he invited
back
him
in the
to,
day.
So he invited him to the Emmys or whatever, and he was nervous about it. Because he had texted him and was like, hey, like, I have feelings for you. And Tyler, the Creator, sent him a voice memo back and was called, you stupid ass bitch.
Yeah.
Doo-doo-doo. Was like fucking with him, whatever, and didn't take it serious at all. Because I guess that's how Tyler is in real life, too. And
so this is a meeting up after that,
this
right?
is a meeting up after that, yeah.
Because
he invited him to the Emmys and Tyler was like, yo, I got to shoot that day so I can't make it, whatever. He was like, damn, I wanted Tyler to be my date at the Emmys.
Yeah, basically, Gerard Carmichael was just sitting in front of him going, when I texted you that and you told me I'm a stupid bitch, it really hurt my feelings. And Tyler, the Creator, the whole time was just like, hey man, I'm not with that gay shit. Like, he didn't say that, but that was his vibe. It was just like, I know I play around like that, but nigga, I like fucking bitches, dude.
No, I thought he is gay.
He probably is, but he didn't have no feelings.
I think he's like, goes both ways. Yeah. Like,
oh, really?
Like men and women.
But based off his energy.
I fuck everybody but Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
I guess so.
Based off his energy in this clip, he did not want to fuck Gerard Carmichael.
Bro, I used to deliver Postmates in LA, and like, I was delivering to this apartment random one night, and fucking Gerard Carmichael and Tyler the Creator were like, walking with each other and this other dude, and Tyler was showing Gerard music on like emails and stuff.
You keep saying Gerard. It's Gerard.
Gerard.
Are they the same?
Gerard.
I mean,
close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
I feel like one of them is the Scottish version and the other one's the black version.
Yeah, I'm country.
Gerard.
Gerard.
Yeah, I feel Gerard. Like close enough.
It's close enough, but yeah. I randomly walked into them two niggas.
That's cool. Were they, did you say anything?
Yeah, I said, what's up? I was like, I used to be like very like outrageously social and anxious. I was like, y'all are famous and I'm not. So yeah.
I'm told them that?
Gerard. No. I said, okay. I said, what's up? I'm a big fan and that's it.
Yeah, Gerard probably told you, get out of here, you cock blocking.
Trying to fuck. But now, like, watching the thing afterwards, I was like, oh, that was, I kind of like saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know, in real life.
It'd be funny if you saw them fucking behind a dumpster.
That would have been.
See?
All right, very valid point. We have a somebody casting a spell on us.
Oh, yeah. Jordan got us cursed by some Ukrainian bitch.
Here's the thing, Daniel. I feel like you knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I always warn them against white women. And, yeah. And this is kind of what happens. For those of you who don't know, Jordan used to fuck with this Eastern European.
I read the text on like the last episode.
Yeah, you read the text. Yeah. So if you kept up with the show, he has this ex that is obsessed with him.
Not really my ex. We were just like kicking it
little,
and shit.
You know, his little older fuck thing.
Whoa.
Hey man, look, she tagged us in Instagram with some fucking nonsense, and I want to read it out. She has since edited it since she posted it, but. She posted this.
First of all, context, I haven't talked to this woman or seen this woman since I think November or October. And she texted me out of the blue randomly because she was hanging out with some friends. They were like, yo, we're at the show. And this dude, Jordan McDonald, incredible stand-up comic, because you know the vibes, baby. And so then that made her feel, I guess, inclined to text me. And I was like, cool. Still hadn't seen the lady. Was just like, you know, being cordial and texting back or whatever. And then I guess we said something about her within 5 minutes of an episode. Mentioned Rich Ninja business or some shit like that. Rich Ninja shit. Which she mentioned it wasn't about Rich Ninjas at all.
Yeah, she really thought it was about Rich Ninjas.
I was like, whoa, okay. I've been chilling. This is crazy.
She basically posted this on Instagram to tag both of us.
Great painting, though. I have an incredible like inspiration.
Oh, it's a phenomenal.
I'm an incredible
painting.
Muse for women.
She posted, eternally grateful for my undying source of inspiration, Jordan the Unicorn. And then at Sir D. West Pumpkin, you are next. I can already envision it. You immortalized in a mural on a building facing the creek in the cave. Blonde dude, don't feel left out. I will immortalize you too. I'll think of something at Tune Up Show.
I like that I'm the blonde dude.
Yeah. No, but first of like all, bitch, tag him too.
Don't tag me. Tag him too. Twice.
Let his wife see this nonsense. My girl read this and was like, this is a bitch retarded. What's wrong with her? Like, see, this is the edited version, and this one sounds more like a threat.
Yeah. The original one, she said that, like, she had something about you.
Oh, yeah, she said, what did she say? She said, I can see you immortalized, too. Like
yeah,
Jordan's
from what
told me
Jordan
things.
Told me things. And,
then she goes, ooh, gotcha, you really thought he did, huh? I was like, bitch, you think I'm jealous that Jordan doesn't pillow talk about me when he's fucking you?
What? I was like, what if I mention Daniel? Like, that's crazy.
Yo, my friend Daniel does this shit too. I wonder if he's fucking right now.
It was crazy
to
me.
My friend Daniel's fucking amazing right now.
Hey, but that's how you know. Hey, shit, I be tearing the walls down. You know what I'm saying, Nick? You know what I'm saying?
This bitch is
shit.
Look, if you want to immortalize me, I want you to.
The P be on point, baby.
Because it sounds like she's going to do another painting. If you want to paint me, if you want to immortalize me, paint a fat.
Paint all three of us, nigga. Yeah, hell yeah, that should be so dope.
But
get one of all three of us.
But I got a request for my mural. I want you to paint a fat black dude holding two barbecue sandwiches, and name it "Fat Black Man That Hates Goofy White Bitches." I can't. Yo, out of all of Jordan's bitches that he fucked with, you are the worst. And there was one that beat on him.
Daniel's going after. Yeah.
There was one that beat him. She involved me in this. For what? I don't know you, bitch. I didn't say nothing. Ma'am, lady, you were too old to be fucking with us.
That's crazy. Yeah, she has kids.
Jordan had an ex that beat on him, and I'd prefer he fuck with her again than fuck with
God,
you.
Oh, God, no. Whoa.
No. I'm just saying. No, at least she had the nerve to kick me out of the ass.
That's your personal preference.
Yeah. At least she didn't kick me in the ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
Keep that shit with you. Don't put me in that.
It's very entertaining because I hope, like, you know, then I hope we start getting listeners from the nation of Russia and shit. You know, she has a lot of
Russia now.
Yeah, well, she has a lot of Ukrainian and Russian followers, and maybe they see like the two colored boys funny.
Yeah, I'll send,
the blonde boy funny as well.
I'll send $5 to your cousins on the front line. It's like all share Snickers or something. I don't know.
He said all press is good press. So,
do we have some things to look at? You said,
oh yeah, I got some clips on the computer.
Hell yeah!
First of all, nigga, Tenacious D fucks with the Nap. Tenacious
the D
Nap
fucks with two Nap.
The D fucks with Nap,
and the Nap fucks with the D.
Always, we got fucking reposted on their story. That was like the coolest shit ever. I was doing yoga at the park, and then I got finished and looked at my phone. I was like, nigga, what? Tenacious D reposted my story? What the fuck? And it was our clip.
What's the pin? Just type it in.
It's a lot of things.
It's a lot?
I don't care if you know, but it's like,
don't put it on the pod?
Yeah, no.
No, all right. So you can just start from like the clips. There's they're short. But yeah, we're gonna get that fucking Tenacious D collaboration here soon, and these niggas aren't gonna know how to fucking handle that shit. We're gonna be fucking out here, dog, all day, every day. Fucking Kyle Gass and Jack Black fuck with Daniel West and Jordan McDonald.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck?
We fuck with y'all back.
Hell yeah, when they make the second Tenacious D film, they're gonna put us in it. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be fucking crazy. It's gonna be nuts.
Yeah, the pick of destiny 2.
Yeah, it's gonna be me looking for a pick,
an actual Afro
pick. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
boom! Fucking genius idea.
Pick of destiny 2.
And then we're gonna come across KG and fucking Jables, and they're gonna be like, "Y'all looking for the pick of destiny?" I'm like, yeah, y'all are looking for the pick of destiny, but we don't realize we're looking for two different picks of destiny. Nigga, hire us. What the fuck? That's crazy. We just came up with that on the spot. We are fucking brilliant.
And then
we're
both got to fight the devil, but
yeah,
for them it's the actual devil. For us, it's like a white man.
It's the white devil.
White man in the suit.
It's Ronald Reagan.
It's Ronald Reagan. Well, boys, it's time for a fight.
We got to fight Ronnie. I think I have a hotspot on my phone we can use.
I don't know why my hotspot isn't popping up.
Oh, I was connected to it earlier.
I know. It's so odd.
Instead of a rock off, we got to... What do we have to do with the devil?
We got dance off.
Yeah, we got dance off. Well, the demon code prevents me from declining a dance off. I, Ronald Reagan, challenge you. He's busting out old fucking. He plays music make you lose control.
God damn it.
Throw your hands in the air.
Let's go.
Go to, oh shit, go.
Ronald Reagan is Bone Crusher is hilarious.
Now throw your hands in the air. Lean with it, rock with it.
What do you
want to
start with?
You can start with any of them.
I just did Ronald Reagan as Bone Crusher. That's hilarious.
I ain't never scared. All right, this is some older Asian people.
I ain't never scared.
Who doesn't love older Asian people? Yeah. Hip-hop has gone coast to coast. Back that bow. Spitting bars. Jimmy, I want you to clap some cheeks to this.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
No, no, not at all.
They don't even have the fucking subtitles.
They can be like, we hate two nap, two niggas in a pod. That podcast is trash.
Black people, get out of my store.
Black people, get out of my store.
Hurry up and buy.
We hate those guys.
No, we do not have new ports.
Hurry up and buy it, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, bro, that's just for the culture. I love that old Asian women are
Didn't
rapping.
Did you bring
out.
In another clip about Asians doing?
Probably. All right, so this is a clip from a film that Brad Pitt.
Is it Me Joe Dirt or something like that? Me Joe Black?
Joe Black, yeah.
Joe Dirt is fucking another one.
This is just a clip that's been going viral on the internet lately with our man, Brad Pitt.
Obia,
no, mama. Obia, man. I'm going to die.
No,
Obia,
sister. No,
devil,
no,
dopey.
Everything going to be
irie.
The fat
plow. Is that fucking One Love Bob Marley?
Yeah. Everything going to be irie.
Fine now. Don't leave. Don't leave me. She'll be right back. Okay.
They're accepting it. Like, this is normal. I love the early 2000s. Get on, Brad.
Brad. We evil and not evil, man. And what you is then? I found that next place. You waiting here to take us?
Jimmy, we got to hear your patois, dog.
I sound like a pirate.
Yeah, yeah, you sound like fucking Jack Sparrow. Yo, this should teach you a lesson. If any white people that speak our languages, be afraid. Because he's right to be afraid.
Good point. I mean, dude, I feel like in the early 2000s, you could literally do whatever you wanted and people just wouldn't get angry.
Oh,
people
yeah.
Wouldn't getting angry at them. Like, can you believe they made fun of the church?
Yeah.
Dude.
Damn, it's crazy. What did they get angry at in the early 2000s?
I think it was more stuff like that, like religious stuff.
Yeah. Because they're angry at our man's Mel Gibson, right, for Passion of the Christ.
Oh, no, dude. I think they were for it. I remember people taking churches to go see Passion of the Christ.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we were mad at the other group because of the Passion of the Christ, you know.
I was going to say,
that group. Killed Jesus.
I thought you were going to say, I thought we were mad at Mel Gibson for the other thing.
Oh, yeah, hating Jews. Oh. He doesn't love that. Yeah.
Oh, but then, like, he came out, like, after, like, words. It was like, oh, Mel Gibson's a scumbag. He called that one, he was drunk and got pulled over by that lady cop, and he called her sugar tits.
Okay, well, time out.
He's done worse than that.
Time out. If I'm drunk and a lady cop pulls me over and I'm Mel Gibson and I'm going to jail because of some sugar-titted lady cop, I'm going to fucking let it be known, right? You're not going to get in more trouble for calling her lady tit, but guess what? It's going to make you feel better.
Oh, my God, yeah.
No, did you never listen to the tapes with him and that his ex-girlfriend?
No.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. Go listen to it. One of the top five rants of all time.
Yeah, it's a good rant.
It's a good rant.
Not like a Tim good rant. A lot more cursing. And
yeah, I love a good
basically
rant.
The premise of it is she allegedly said she was going to suck his dick before they went to the jacuzzi, and she's reneging on the dick suck, and he's furious. And he's just like, you said you were going to suck my dick before the jacuzzi. It's fucking hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. He told her he wishes that she got raped by a pack
that
of niggas.
That almost sound like Richard Nixon saying that.
You told me you were going to suck my dick?
We made a deal. I will get my dick sucked. Sucked.
Oh, I love a good rant. Is that like top? Does that go in the ranking of rants?
Yeah, that's up there.
Where does that go?
That's up there.
You know what the problem is? Is like, even if he is in the right, and she did promise a dick suck. Mm-hmm. It's never a good look to, like, beg for sex, is it?
Oh, no, never, ever, no.
No.
Never, ever.
But I'm pretty sure they had, like, a whole arrangement where he's like, the only reason you're here in this hotel with me Yeah. It's the suck.
Yeah,
my
we
dick.
Need. We need context. We need context. Did she like show up and she was like, before we leave, I'm gonna suck that dick, whatever, right?
But yeah, then she let's like say she did that.
And then she had to go take a doo doo. She was like, oh fuck. I gotta go shit. Like,
yeah.
What does that have to do with her mouth? She could take a shit while sucking his dick.
But you know, like, you know how some people are self-conscious about shit. They're like, I can't perform now.
All right, well, wash up and then come.
Yeah, it depends on like how early she promised the fellatio.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably
did she send it in text? Did she put it over the phone? Did she say it in
person?
Dinner,
she was probably drinking too much.
Yeah. Maybe she was just like too drunk. She was like, I can't do this right now.
You know, Mel was just like, oh yeah.
He was too drunk. He was like,
start ease up on the drinks now.
Yeah, he was getting that drunk where his scalp was getting sweaty and shit.
Well, that's kind of rough when you know, when like, you know, if your partner is like a fucking lush and just loves getting fucked up. Like, dude, another two drinks and I'm gonna lose that dick suck.
Yeah. He's like, well, he's up. Another margarita fuck.
She's like, Mel, can it wait? He's like, no!
You told me
no.
You can't even say like, we can't afford it. You know, she's like, pay with that Jesus money.
Yeah. She's like, I don't give a fuck bitch morning now.
That's crazy, Mel Gibson. Mm. What's y'all's favorite rant? Would you say that was your top rant?
It's up there with
my
rants.
Favorite rant is Wale. During I think it was 2014, he calls the offices of XXL magazine, hip hop magazine, world renowned hip hop magazine, and he's mad because his album didn't make it into the top 50 albums of the year, and he was yelling at this dude over the phone. He was like, do you think Juicy J has a better album than me? And then he was like, I'm gonna come into y'all's office and I'm gonna slap every single one of you motherfuckers in that bitch. I know y'all are gonna see me in the street and be like, oh dude, your album was great. Yeah, it was great. He threatened to slap them niggas. He was like, all right, bet, I'm gonna pull up, I'm gonna see y'all niggas tomorrow. Yeah, he was so mad about Juicy J's album ranking better than his, and he was like, oh man, it's unanimous. He was like, don't tell me that bullshit. That's a great rant. Yeah.
And they recorded it?
Yeah, they recorded it.
I don't know. Rants, there's a lot of good ones. I think
Ray J and Fabulous about
ranting
about Fabulous.
Angry rants?
It doesn't have
to be angry. Bill Burr at Philadelphia. Does that count?
That's a great one. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
You don't know that one? Mm-mm. So basically, there was like a, I think it was at Lincoln Field where the Eagles play. The whole stadium was sold out for this comedy show. And Philly being Philly, piece of shit, trash people, they just decided to fucking ruin the event. So they all started booing every single performer that went out.
Oh,
and
damn.
Bill went out there. And instead of like trying to just muster through his act, he turned on the crowd immediately. Yeah. And he did just attack them for 20 minutes. And he said some horrible shit.
He attacked just Philadelphia in general. Like one of my favorite lines is like, all the fucking sports stars. You got Joe Louis. He just started naming out all these great sports stars from Detroit. And he's like, you got a statue of fucking Rocky. This make-believe motherfucker.
Yeah, he goes, you really? Like, you have Joe Frazier from Philly, a real, like, live boxer. But you have that fucking Guinea wop. Yeah. That's a good one. I don't know. Another really good rant was
where would be your
2009
dream venue
in the back of my mom's Suburban.
Yeah.
I left my football helmet at home, and we are now at the game, and it did not go over well. Another great rant. One time I accidentally drew a little bit of marker on top of the Suburban's roof ceiling. And that rant was pretty good too, because apparently I don't respect anything.
Oh, man. I need a good rant. I want to go on a good rant.
I feel like parenting gives you good material for rants.
Yeah, I feel like the only reason they ranted was because they're like, as long as I'm talking, I can't hit him.
Did you ever get beatings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I deserved it though. Okay. I was a little smart.
You're deserving.
It's good you know that. It's good you know that.
Yeah.
Oldest kid, talking back.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Not as much when I was a young little kid.
The oldest kid does talk back though. Yeah.
But like,
my sister talked back.
I'm bigger than my dad. He was like, "I'm gonna hit you," and I was like, "Okay." I play football. It won't hurt as much as practice.
Yeah. Practice. We talking about practice,
yeah,
Dad.
Yeah, literally like Allen Iverson at my kitchen table.
Yeah, not the game.
Not a game.
It was a weird transition, like going through puberty, and then like you find out that you're bigger than your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I'm not scared of this shit no more.
Yeah.
No, my dad's an ex-Vietnam vet. That nigga's scary. He's bald headed. He's been bald headed since forever. He's scary.
You ever do shit to scare him?
No, fuck no. Like, what would no, so he can have just a snapback and fucking choke me out?
Yeah, what yeah if no. Just like you taking a nap on the couch and you just start lighting fireworks off by his
no,
head?
Ooh, no. That would. My dad's a scary man.
Yeah, I feel like your dad isn't the veteran to do that with.
Fuck no.
Like, there's some veterans that you could be like, all right, I could probably fuck with him, but like his type no. of veteran, nah.
I wanted to send my dad the movie The Five Bloods, when I was like, that could trigger something. Yeah. Let me not. You know,
they
you know.
Do that in the movie with them.
There's yeah, like, where they throw
it's,
the
it's
fireworks.
An actual Vietnam people person. Wait, lighting it off.
Have we talked about this on the pod yet? I don't know, because it's one of the funniest stories of all time. But the movie Saving Private Ryan, mm-hmm. have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it a long time ago.
Yeah. The first scene is like so intense. It's like literally of D-Day.
Yeah.
Well, Spielberg wanted to like make sure that it was authentic. So for the first showing, he got only World War II vets. And then they sat through that movie and they all started having PTSD trips.
What the
And they all freaked the fuck out. They were like, ah,
fuck! Yeah.
Spielberg just sitting in the back like, perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I watched that movie for the first time recently and it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, especially twice.
Yeah, for real. Hell yeah. That is crazy, like, experiencing that in a first person, seeing it from a third person perspective. You're like, still hits. Still scary.
Yeah. I also feel like...
Still not fun.
I feel like war and, like, you know, situations like that kind of supersede everything, which is funny, because I imagine that, like, you know, your dad was a Vietnam War veteran.
Yeah.
There was a lot of white guys in his battalion, I imagine.
Yeah.
And I imagine that, like, they were still probably racist, but they respected your father as, like, a peer.
Honestly,
a soldier. You know
not like
I mean?
That, my
but
pops.
But them being, like, you know, thinking less of them, but, like, saying we're equal. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It just, it's very interesting.
Well, my pops has, like, explained that to me. He's like, look out there. Like, when bullets is flying past your head, it don't matter what you look like. You wearing my same uniform or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, racism doesn't exist in war. It's just
no,
like,
exactly. But I imagine I want to hear like a guy, like a racist dude from the Vietnam War.
Oh yeah.
Explain away the racism. He's like, no, I hated him at home, dude.
See, back in Alabama, not friends, buddy, at all, not friends. But on the war front, that's my pal.
Yeah, we all hate the Chinese over there.
Yeah, no. I was almost half Asian. That could have came out like that.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Then you would have been a real life Chinese lion dancer.
Bro, for real. That would have been. I would have fulfilled the prophecy for real.
Dude, I think Jordan does think have a little Asian in you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think in my other life I could have possibly lived, I was like this Chinese black kid that was just a Chinese lion dancer.
Dude, I could see
Vietnamese black kid that was a Chinese lion dancer just killing it. Just fucking the game up and like making all of like the nation of China and cities like Hong Kong and all those Asian cities fucking mad.
Dude, I could totally see
they call
him
me the Black Lion.
As like another life.
Oh, the Black
you
Lion.
You are a hot fuckboy Korean dude. You know
hell
what I mean?
Yeah.
You're Korean and you just like you only fuck the Korean bitches, but
hell
you are having sex with all of them.
I drive a car that looks like I'm in Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I just blast like mad, like loud bass heavy trap Korean music.
Yeah, you're just
like no, these niggas are spitting bars. Y'all don't understand. Yeah.
Tetris in the
bottom. Yeah, playing the shit from earlier. Yep, mad good at Tetris. When I go on dates, I'm just playing Tetris the whole time. I don't even look them in the eyes, but I hear every word they say. You're not even paying attention to me. Oh, yeah? Your father, he's a seamstress. Your mother, she worked on the oil rig. I know it's backwards, and I know it's different. But you live a backwards and different life, baby girl. That's why I love and respect you. Mm. And then it'll just be like an anime where it zooms in on her face and like little sparks out her eyes and a little bead of sweat. She's like, ah! Oh my god, you do listen.
What's with black people loving anime so much? I wonder how that happened.
I don't know, nigga, shit is tight.
But it's like, I mean, it's such an odd thing for black guys to love it and Asian people to love it. It's not really anyone else.
Nah, not really, because Asian people and black people, we really like pretty much one of the same.
There's a good, the Hispanic people do get into it.
Yeah, bro. The Mexico stereotype. Loves Dragon Ball Z.
Really?
Oh, Mexico fucking loves cartels, Dragon Ball.
When Akira Toriyama died, they shut down all operations.
The cartels did?
Yeah.
The cartels, they shut down operations with the creator of Dragon Ball. They were like, nah, we got a mourn, dog. Get back to the killing and violence tomorrow.
Yeah. Mexico loves Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Is it a Mexican thing or is it a drug dealer thing that you just, like, you're high all the time? And you're like, these cartoons are pretty sick. Yeah, yeah. You know?
Yeah, but nah, there's a lot of people love it. I'm not an anime fan, but there's a big.
I grew up watching anime. Community. I grew up watching shit like Bleach, Cowboy Bebop, Bleach. Yeah,
never heard of that.
It's like it's long as fuck. It's OD long. I haven't seen all of it because I don't like animes that are over that are 300 fucking episodes. That's too much.
It's like all of them.
I like some shit where it's like 26 episodes, one and done, 28 in and out.
I don't really like the animation style.
It depends on which animes it is, because some animation styles I don't like Attack on Titan is very popular, but every time I watch Attack on Titan it makes me feel dirty, like I want to take a bath, like I'm at a strip club, and so I don't like that one. Yeah. But and growing up I watched a lot.
Also, rewatching Dragon Ball Z is like hard to do as an adult.
It's so long
and there's like a bunch of filler episodes.
Yeah,
Bulma goes grocery shopping. It's like, who gives a fuck? Give me the fucking fighting.
Bulma's a baddie though. Bulma is so fine, man. Yeah.
I don't even know where you would watch it. I don't even know where you would watch
Hulu.
It.
You can watch Dragon Ball on Hulu, yeah.
Okay.
But you got shit like Crunchyroll, which is an anime service, streaming service and stuff, yeah. Crunchyroll, Funimation. Funimation's like the most popular anime production studio.
Crunchyroll is a wild name for anime.
Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
It's like a sushi roll. Yeah.
What are you thinking of Crunchyroll?
Yeah, but you imagine if like a BT network was called like Chicken Leg, you know what I mean? That would be pretty funny. Exactly, dude. This is weird. Go see Tyler Perry's new show on Chicken Leg. It's wild, bro.
The Funimation voiceover thing is Funimation is Chicken Leg. Yeah, Chicken Leg. Like, just doing the fucking stereotypical ones. That would be crazy. But Tyler Perry would have a movie on a production company called Chicken Leg. Yeah.
Maybe.
Jimmy, you should I want to see Jimmy get cast in a Tyler Perry movie.
What would I be in a Tyler Perry movie? Good guy or a bad guy? Probably a bad guy.
No, you'd be a good guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'd be a good guy. You'd be the black girl that goes to college. You'd be her boyfriend that she meets, and you're in like a super white frat, and they did some super racist shit to like her dad's like alma mater back in the day, and your dad was actually involved in that. It's like, wait, Clifford? Is your dad?
I'm not like my father.
Yeah. Is your dad Nathaniel Clifford?
Yeah.
Nah, you'd be like the brother of like we have a black family, and you'd be like the white family. Like we found out, oh, we're related to this black family, and then you're like the son of the white family.
Okay, like we're the Millers type deal.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just like the white.
Like we just found out we got black cousins, and then. Jimmy's the white cousin. You gotta,
I would like it if I was like.
And instead of the white savior trope, you're gonna be like the white failure.
Trope. No, not white failure. I want to be like the foreign exchange student from South Africa. I'm authentically African.
Yeah.
But I'm just the palest motherfucker you've seen. I don't know. How would it be? Like, give me can you do it at all or no?
I'd have to watch Blood Diamond, but. What was the line of Blood Diamond?
Yeah, I can do Afro. No, let me see. This is gonna be horribly offensive.
I can
do Arias Spears doing African. I do not fuck with the white man. We hate the white man in America. Yeah, Mr. This white is man.
Africa. It was like Africa. Something
Africa.
Like that.
Yeah. Africa. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you would like, have a joint like Africa.
Africa. Yeah.
From South Africa. It's kind of, it's almost a little bit Aussie, but
yeah, it's almost like Australian. Similar, but
not quite the same. I don't know. I can do all.
This is our white brother. He is from South Africa.
Yeah. Which is probably worse.
My ancestor did some bad things.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgive them long time ago. We have no rehabilitations toward you, Mr. Clifford.
Mr. Clifford.
Mr. Clifford.
Dude, have you guys started the new horror film yet?
We just finished filming.
Oh, we just finished Bullet Theory.
Yeah.
Bullet Theory, tell me.
Yeah. Which is, honestly, I don't know too much about it. It's a, like a weird.
It's basically
alternative universe.
Like a training video.
Yeah.
Like this guy, I play a guy who's about getting a new job, and his first day he's looking at a training video, and then he's executing the work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it funny?
As a door to door
internet. The scene we just filmed is hilarious.
Internet salesman. Yeah. I got to have a falling scene.
Cool.
My fucking stunt training came in handy.
I think
fucking hit that shit impeccable. Yeah, the clip is really good.
Yeah.
We're
speaking of clip, my stand-up comedy special, White Nonsense, came out, dude.
2,000 views already.
Yeah,
it's fucking phenomenal.
Gang.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, 2,000 views.
Hell yeah, nigga. What?
I'm excited. Everybody,
how do you feel about it?
It's been getting like rape feedback and everything.
Yeah, dude, it was great.
I'm happy with it.
That's
fuck
dope.
Yeah, you got it in the can
stoked
now.
About it. Yeah. I can send that off to people. You got any clip? Yeah, motherfucker.
Great, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'm like all those people that was like, yeah, let me know when you got something. I'm like, hey, remember when I said that? Yeah. Watch this, motherfucker.
You gotta drink some champagne and shoot some ramen candles at some white people's trash.
I feel like it's a hate crime.
Probably. Yeah. Nah, you just moved into the white neighborhood. Don't get kicked out.
On fire, the whole block goes up. Nah,
that'd be tight.
Jordan, we gotta get you taped on a special before
gotta get back in that hole. Yeah, man.
When do you leave? May?
July 17th.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty late.
Yeah.
What would you name your special? I have a thought.
Man, there's so many names, you know what I'm saying? So many names that I can name the shit, you know what I'm saying? I just call that whole excellence, nigga. Yeah. What? The fuck? Fuck y'all niggas mean.
Yeah. About fuck Ukraine.
Fuck Ukraine. No, that's crazy. I love Ukraine, but I'm realizing that. Ooh, see, that's the devil getting out of me.
Yeah. also, going back to that chick. Reading her message, I was kind of scared a little bit because I was like, I don't know what Ukrainian women are like. I don't know if this is some type of weird.
Yeah, they're violent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what the women death rate, like killing male death rate is. So,
women killing men in the Ukraine.
She did tell me one time that I know people. So
yeah, I was like, I don't know if she's part of some weird mafia out there.
Possibly.
Or I got to look out over my shoulder for a bunch of Ukrainians or something.
I don't know. We ever start seeing honestly, a bunch of niggas look like Jimmy walking around that aren't Jimmy. We need to start being worried.
Should stay where I was then. All right, Jimmy's a sleeper agent.
I'm a sleeper. Yeah. You know who else is a sleeper? The homeless guy in the back of Daniel's car.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now he's a jerker.
Yeah, the Ukrainian nightwalker, Jimmy Clifford. Mm. Yeah, no, that's crazy. I don't know. That man, see, like, I'm afraid of women that are attracted to me. And I'm like, oh yeah, let me like stop dating American women and then go after foreign women.
Yeah.
Dude, listen, foreigners are the way to go. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Yeah. I got myself an import and it's been working out fine. I haven't had to bring it back to the shop. You know, it's been running smooth. The interior's incredible. I love it.
Yeah.
I got me a nice American child. Although she was raised in Japan and Germany, so I guess.
Okay, yeah. See, so you
that means that you got the interior of a foreign car, but you paid domestic prices. I'll be honest, it's pretty impressive. I mean, he got the Maserati, he got the American made, but he got the Ferrari interior.
Oh my god,
black too.
Well, that engine 100% pure Japanese and German.
Right. That's hilarious.
I had to pay for the shipping and the handling.
Yeah, she only lived. Registration. She only first started living in America at like 17, 18. So like
really?
Oh, yeah. This is non-Americanized.
Damn, so does your girl take her shoes off at the front door?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have to?
No shoes in the house, yeah.
Really? You have to walk around in
even
socks?
Even like going to visit her parents, it's just like take your shoes off at the door.
Yep. Are they Asian?
That's how it should be.
Oh, okay.
They're black, yeah.
But are they like American black or are they like Japanese black?
There's a lot of like Asian culture things that they picked up. Yeah. There's like Asian decorations.
Yeah,
like,
they only eat with chopsticks.
The little swords and the anime characters. They love anime.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's all my girl watches is like Korean dramas and just shit that she can read and with Asian faces. You know what I mean?
She just loves Asian faces. That's so funny.
Yeah. I'll be showing her, hey, look, this new TV show came out.
Dude, like, you know, if she brought you to Japan, you would walk down the street and people would point at you.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Her brother lives in Japan.
Really?
Yeah. And we're trying
to go visit.
Yeah, definitely.
Bro, you should get a kimono and walk around that bitch with a kimono and a dude, fucking rice hat.
Bro,
nigga,
last
that
night,
would look
no,
tight.
This past Saturday, I brought my girl to a farmer's market and they were selling authentic kimonos.
Oh, yeah?
$60 and they were beautiful. I'm going
to
buy one this
dog,
weekend.
For you or
yourself?
Me.
Hell yeah.
What a farmer's market?
I say you or yourself.
This
Carmen
went up
yourself
by the mall.
Damn, I need to get a kimono.
Dude, they're great.
What?
That's so funny. I had no idea that your girl was from, dude, you said Japan and Germany?
Yeah, she was
so
raised in Germany.
So neither one of the good
Japan
ones. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I wonder, how does she feel about the 1940s?
Or the 80s.
Yeah, because she was a military family, so they moved on from base to base and stuff. Yeah.
See, yeah, having the German culture, he's like, oh, you understand forgiveness. Yeah, and being like, my bad, I'm sorry. Yeah. You understand apologizing.
Or at
for
least
your
the other
message
side of it.
Yeah.
You
understand
about
being forgiven.
Yeah, you understand being forgiven, but also being like, I'm sorry, that was not my best time. Yeah. Like, I will change for the better. Yeah. And actually implementing that change for the better. Shouts out to Germany.
You think there's something about losing a world war that just makes you want to become a sexual deviant? Because I feel like Japan and Germany are both known for just like filthy fucking behaviors when it comes
well,
to
like
sex.
Germany's parties are crazy. Like,
yeah, we're going to piss in your mouth.
In Berlin, like, parties will, a place will open, the party will start at like, say, Friday, 8 p.m., but it won't stop until Monday at like fucking 10 a.m. And they literally just party
it's
all
their
weekend.
Work schedule, like.
I have no idea. But that's how parties work in Germany, and they
yeah,
party all
hard, dude. They all wear black. They all look alike.
Sorry,
or they all wear black, or they all are wearing like leather shit. Yeah,
they have like bleach blonde hair, and they wear the little tiny sunglasses. I don't think the little tiny ones ever look good. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No,
like
you can
ones
pull them
where
off.
It's just like Neo, like this.
Yeah. If you got the right shape face, you can pull them
dude,
off.
I would look like a slender little snake. You know what's funny? It's like people.
You
have
would
to
look like a bad guy in like The Matrix, but you get killed first. Like,
yeah. For sure, die first.
Yeah, you talk so much shit though, and then like die first.
Yeah, like, look at this. Look at this bat tree. I would say it like the British way too. super cunty, and they'd kill me. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's like there's certain sunglasses that I just don't think ever look good on anyone. I feel like the bigger the sunglasses, the better, typically.
Really?
Yeah. Like, those are nice and big.
Yeah. Well, really got to get the key. I used to design eyewear, and so the key is to match the bottom of the frame should be lined up with the tip of your nose, and the top of the frame should be just underneath your eyebrows.
Do I have that?
Mm-hmm. So you picked a good-shaped pair of glasses for your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But some people, they fuck up and they don't know how to get glasses that fit their face correctly.
Yeah.
But it's a simple formula. Yeah.
Simple for those stupid fucks.
You don't even know. I really not know the fucking tip of the
you
nose
don't
at
know
the bottom when you slip
you,
a bitch.
You don't know the fucking formula for buying glasses. You ignorant
you
fuck.
Idiots. Yeah. That was a weird phase of life. You'll just be like, damn, I used to be a completely different person.
Yeah, dude.
Doing completely different shit. I used to design eyewear for people. I used to get on Zoom and like put different types of woods together for people on their glasses and then sell them shit to them niggas in New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated it. It made me hate people.
Really? Because of glasses?
Yeah, because it was like, damn, you people are just, because bro, these are like $650 pair of glasses.
It's like, because I'm helping everybody to see, but nobody sees me.
Exactly, bro. These are a $650 pair of glasses, like super duper nice, and y'all are just like buying them willy nilly, but I can tell, like, oh, you really don't give a fuck. Like, you're excited because it's Christmas time, but like, you're just rich and just like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Oh, whatever. Oh, whatever. And like, I was good at selling the glasses, but it was also like, man, this is stupid. Yeah. But then, you know, you would see like certain people like, oh, I'm about to sell this old white lady that just has this fucking disposable credit card. Like, I'm about to charge her $850 for these glasses.
Fuck
nigga, nigga, hell yeah. What?
Someone left their grandmother in the mall. And
I'm like, damn, you know what you need?
You
know what you need? You need the zebra cuddle glasses with the red tint on it, baby. She's like, oh, well, what's that? Oh, boom, right here. Yeah. Psh, what is that? Boom, boom, boom. But I can get them custom. I can get you on some covered lenses, whatever. So when the sun hits your lenses, you know, it turns into sunglasses. But then as soon as you walk back into the darkness, you can see like nothing happened, baby. Oh, damn. How much is that? $125. Come on, girl. You're going to look fabulous.
Yes. They were a thing that people were trying to push really hard, but I feel like it was still a dork move.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Super dorky. Yeah. Transition shades are super
corny. They're really dorky.
Yeah, but people like them. Dorks like them, but dorks are rich in New York, and they fucking pay for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I hated doing sales. Sales is stupid. I did sales for a little bit, and I was like, I hate this. Yeah. I don't like people enough to do that.
That was you in another life?
It was me and a band. I've lived like 3,300 lives just in this one life that I'm living now. Like, it's crazy, for real. Well, I painted a big ass mural one time. A
big ass mural?
Yeah, a huge mural. Like, this shit was as big as the wall. Yeah. And I got it off of Craigslist. Nigga, Craigslist will make you live crazy lives. Because this dude was like, yo, I need help with painting this thing. And I was like, I can do it. Having zero paint experience. And then this was the nigga that had the eyewear company that sent me to New York and shit. Yeah, that dude was kind of crazy. He ended up being one of them QAnon niggas. But yeah,
you mean a fucking patriot? Is that what you mean?
You mean somebody that loves America?
Yeah,
that
a piece
loves
of
the U.S. of A.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was a.
If you're not weird like in your mid, you know, mid 40s, mid 50s, and getting a little into conspiracy theories, what are you doing?
Like, yeah, that's true. Living a great life.
No, dude. I feel like. No, you don't want. Well, how many soccer games can you go to? How many kids' birthday parties can you attend?
Honestly, that sounds like my brother now. Like,
birthday parties and soccer games?
Two kids every weekend is like kids' birthday parties. But every time I talk to him, he'd be like, hey, man, you know this, that Diddy shit. Like, it'll start you, Jay-Z's no next Diddy. Thing. It's like, what are you talking about?
My pops' biggest conspiracy is that Denzel Washington didn't win the Oscar for Remember the Titans because it didn't have enough sex or enough killing.
That's what he thinks?
Yeah.
He wasn't even nominated. Was he nominated?
That's what my pop says, bro. That movie had Oscars written all over it. Just wasn't enough sex and enough killing.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's my dad's biggest conspiracy. Which is honestly like this.
By
pretty...
that logic, John Wick is Oscar bait. He's like, listen, the film greats.
Nah, because
Citizen Kane.
The acting in John Wick is not good. It's just
John
a great
Wick,
action
part
film.
Part 3, Parabellum.
I mean, he's got a point. I watched that Poor Things movie that Emma Stone won her Oscar for. It's all sex.
Oh, yeah?
It's just her. He's, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just her with a, being like a girl Frankenstein and discovering sex. Mm. And she can't stop fucking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Emma Stone? I delivered a Postmates to her one time.
Watched a similar movie last night.
She's super pale. She's incredibly pale.
Yeah.
Pale, yeah.
Yeah, it's like ghostly pale. Like, she glows.
Yeah.
She's so pale.
I'm not a fan of her. I mean, I like her work, I guess, but, like, I don't find her attractive.
I do. Yeah. She's like the vampires from Twilight. You know how they'd be glowing in the sun when the sun hit? That's how pale she is.
Isn't it interesting that the hotter the actress in men's mind, they're like, she's a good actress. Like Margot Robbie, that's a good actor.
Yeah, like, I enjoy watching you on screen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't be like a good actor and like, I don't enjoy watching you on screen. You know what I'm saying? Because that's ridiculous. That don't make no damn sense. But also, that's why like attractive women are actresses.
Yeah.
They're more enjoyable to watch on
screen. It's funny. What Trump says is he goes, the attractive women, the most attractive women, they're not actresses. They don't have to do that. Peasant shit.
You don't have to do that dumb shit.
It's like, kind of, that's bars, right?
Yeah, that's
spitting bars.
Is, yeah.
What's the most attractive job? Supposedly the most
attractive person doesn't have a job. Okay? Yeah,
touche. Supposedly the most like people that cheat are nurses.
That's a good point.
Yeah, more than athletes and celebrities.
I forgot who it was, but I was talking to someone, and they're like, I don't understand why strippers have such a bad reputation. I fucked way more nurses.
That's a fun life. Shout out to strippers.
Yeah, nurses are interesting, though, because they see the most horrible things.
Yeah. So I guess they like nasty stuff.
I guess so. I just can't imagine like seeing every dude's penis and then wanting to see anyone's ever again.
Yeah.
You see some nasty dicks in the ER.
Well, maybe that turns them on.
Nah, I don't have to grind it up. Yeah,
just a mangled mess.
Oh my god, those shits look like they went through a motherfucking wood chipper.
She's like, hell no,
that's disgusting.
Together.
Damn. Yeah, that's, you got a good point. That's gross. But I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's them seeing nasty shit all day. Like, ooh, I want some nasty shit in my life too. And so they just be smashing.
Do you think that if you had a really, really ugly penis, you would feel, you would know it well enough to be like, I'm not even gonna ask for blowjobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my shit, gorgeous.
Well, yeah. I do think it's funny to be like, my fucking dick is so ugly. Yeah. It's not small. It's not like
it's just
slight.
Hideous.
It's just fucking. It's misshapen. I have a misshapen cock. I don't know why there's patches of hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. Dicks are gross.
Yeah, they are. They really are, dude. Just fucking, I don't know. What do you think's grosser, dicks or balls?
Dicks.
Dicks are grosser?
I think dicks are grosser.
Than balls. I think balls are pretty fucking gross.
Yeah, they're both pretty equally
balls
gross.
Balls are much hairier, too. It's like, what do you think about it? Like, if you had a dick in your hand, not connected to a man or anything, and you were, like, sitting at an office chair, you could, like, pretend to drum, right? If you had a
you just gotta do the calm thing.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like a stress ball or something.
What's the point? Get this shit. You know, you have to hold the nuts. And you have to be,
it's gonna
like,
be all
careful.
Sticky and stuff.
The balls shrivel up and shit.
Yeah. It's hot. Feel how hot it is here, bro. The fucking balls
get sweaty.
Like, move around.
Nah.
Yo, maybe that's the next like fidget spinners. Oh, just a pair of hairy nuts.
Oh my god.
The new perfect kids toy. Hairy balls.
That's gross. Oh, they're both pretty.
Yo, I'm fucking
with the shaving kit. You can,
okay, we're over an hour, by the way, boys. Yeah.
Okay. Oh man.
You want to take us out?
My my tax person just hit me up.
I need to
take care of that. Yeah, we paying our taxes, baby.
Hell yeah.
I hope the IRS don't come after me. I'm trying to get the shit taken care of, nigga. Damn, like, love us. Shit.
Yeah, lighten up, IRS. Actually, I'm greatest. Just stop talking.
Yeah, no, lighten up.
No.
Yeah, lighten up. What did Chameleon Air say in that one song? You need to do like Michael Jackson's complexion, Mr. Enlighten Up. Tune out to Niggas in the Pod, greatest podcast in the world. I have been one of your hosts, Jordan McDonald, the wonderful motherfucking unicorn.
I've been your other host, Daniel West, Sir D. West.
And we had motherfucking per usual Jimmy motherfucking Clifford on the ones and twos. Woo-hoo! This has been Two Niggas in a Pod, greatest podcast in the world, shot in downtown Austin in the Creek in the Cave on 7th Street. I'm going to try to hit this whole like one of those motherfucking commercials that send you shit that you don't need, pills that would actually cost you cancer. Follow us on Instagram at 2NAP Show, SHOW, for all of your motherfucking comedy likings and all that jazz. Also, follow us on the Creek in the Cave studio on YouTube. We have over 2,000 followers. The love is going up and the love is staying strong. The brand is strong. We just growing and motherfucking growing. You know, we are growers and showers. You dig? Pull out game on point, baby. Ain't nobody getting pregnant unless we doing it on